Episode 3, The Gathering of the Waters. Scripture focus, Genesis 9:10, KJV. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. In the third day of creation, we witness God's mastery as he commands the waters to gather, allowing dry land to emerge. This act of separation continues his work of bringing order to the chaotic void. The Septuagint emphasizes the intentionality of this process, using language that conveys purpose and precision. God's creation of the seas and dry land reflects his provision for the life that will soon inhabit the earth. The Book of Jubilees describes this moment with vivid imagery, portraying the seas as boundaries set by God's word. The waters, once unrestrained, now submit to divine authority, demonstrating God's power over nature. The Essenes viewed the sea as a symbol of mystery and depth, often associating it with God's inscrutable wisdom and sovereignty. The Dead Sea Scrolls echo this awe of God's control over the waters, referencing his might in stilling storms and parting seas. These texts remind us that the God who gathered the waters is the same God who parts the Red Sea for his people and calms the storms in our lives. The gathering of the waters also reveals God's provision. By creating dry land, he prepares a space where humanity can dwell and thrive. This act reminds us of God's care in providing for our needs, both physical and spiritual. The dry land serves as a foundation, a place of stability and growth, much like the Word of God in our lives. Jesus demonstrates this authority over the waters in the Gospels. In Mark 4:39, he rebukes the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." The winds and waves obey him, affirming his divinity and his power over creation. This event connects us back to Genesis, where the same voice commanded the waters to gather. It is a reminder that the Creator is also our Savior, capable of bringing peace and order to the storms we face. The seas, though mighty and vast, know their place under God's command. Scripture often uses the sea as a metaphor for human fear and turmoil. Yet, the God who gathers the waters into their boundaries is the same God who calms the storms of life. We can take comfort in knowing that nothing, not even the tumult of the sea, is beyond his control. The gathering of waters also foreshadows themes of renewal and cleansing found throughout Scripture. Just as the waters receded to make way for the earth, so does God bring renewal and growth in our lives. He clears away confusion, fear, and doubt, revealing a firm foundation on which we can build. Through this, he reminds us of his purpose, to prepare a place for us, not just physically, but spiritually, where we can dwell with him forever. As we reflect on the gathering of the waters, let us remember God's power, provision, and presence. Just as he brought dry land from the chaos of the waters, he brings stability and purpose to our lives. Where there is turmoil, he speaks peace. Where there is uncertainty, he provides a firm foundation. Where there is fear, he brings assurance of his unchanging authority. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your power and wisdom displayed in creation. Thank you for gathering the waters and preparing the earth for life. We are reminded of your provision and care in every detail. Help us to trust you when life feels chaotic, knowing that you bring order and peace. Teach us to stand firmly on the foundation of your word and to rely on your presence in every storm. May we see your hand at work in our lives, just as you worked in creation. Strengthen our faith and help us to trust in your plans. Thank you for being our Creator and our Savior. May your peace, like calm waters, flow over us. Thank you for your love, mercy, and power. In Jesus' name, amen. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 a.m. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.